Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca certified services agent to learn more.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Well, live and feeder futures should open moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and pre-cash short covering. Now, the hog contracts also seem set for a firm opening today, thanks to further cash strength and residual buying interest. The cattle buyers should slowly renew bids floated at midweek today, and if feedlot managers hang tough with higher asking prices, about $112 to $113 in our part of the country, significant trade volume could be delayed until tomorrow. Again, we did see $109 trade at FedCattleExchange.com in their sale yesterday. Now, the CME officials announcing 13 loads retendered at a dollar, all in Tulia, Texas. Live and feeder futures should open moderately higher, supported by residual buying and pre-cash short covering. Given the way cash hog sales on a daily basis, you might think it was midsummer instead of mid-fall. The country is on a definite roll this week, and you can probably expect another round of aggressive packer spending here today. A combination of several factors weighing on the grain markets yesterday, slightly pushing down prices. Wheat saw the biggest losses thanks to continued sluggish export sales. Corn and soybean prices lost just a sliver of their value. And meantime, as little as about 0.13% in some cases. Wheat prices did move approximately a percentage point lower yesterday, belabored by a slow export sales pace and ongoing pressure from large global stocks. December Chicago wheat futures were down about 4.75 cents, closing at $4.30, while December Kansas City fell about 5.25 cents, closing at $4.28. December Minneapolis spring wheat was down about a penny at $6.10 and a quarter. Corn prices lower for a third straight day as cooperative fall weather could jumpstart the sluggish 2017 corn harvest. December prices dropped about 1.5 cents, closing at $3.48 and a half. Soybean prices also found enough harvest pressure and technical selling to slip a little bit yesterday. November fell about a half penny, closing at $9.84 and a quarter. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, December live cattle was up 67 at 116.65. February up 40 cents at 120.55. November feeder cattle up down 35 cents at 152.07. January down 27 cents at 150.12. December hogs up 157, 63.75. February's up 85 at 68 even. Kansas City wheat, December down 5.25 at 428. The March was down 5 cents, 446 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December down 4.75 at 430. March down 4.5 at 449 and a quarter. December corn down 1.5 at 348 and a half. And March was down 1.5 at 362 and a quarter. November soybeans down a half penny at 984 and a quarter. January down a quarter penny at 995. The December cotton was up 6 at 67.69. March unchanged at 67.33. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.